It's the Swamp Swami Audio Podcast.
Gee, Mom, do I have to?
Sports commentary and a little lanyap, too.
Where are you going, Wally?
Dad's gonna play golf. I'm gonna caddy for him.
Gee, can I go along? I'd like to do that. What's a caddy?
Oh, gee, thanks, Wally. That was great. Welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary. And a little lanyap for you, too. And today we're talking about sports and podcasting. We recently discussed the drastic listenership declines at ESPN Radio. Well, where did all those former radio listeners go? A lot of former listeners to commercial radio have now migrated to listening to sports podcasts. Most of today's phones will allow you to download these programs and play the show when you're ready to listen. Now, that's quite convenient for you. For the podcast provider, they would much prefer you listen to a recorded version of a show than nothing at all. It's a win-win. If you miss one of your favorite radio shows, nearly all of them today offer a podcast version in which you can listen to all or a portion of that radio show on your own time. For example, I like to plug in and listen while I'm doing yard work or even some household chores. For a commercial radio station, the ability to add local commercials disappears, though, unless the podcast was originated at the local radio station by local talent. If the show was provided by the network, such as ESPN Radio, the podcast version will only add commercials provided by that network. The podcast versions of the network shows generally do not benefit your local radio station. In addition to sports podcasts from content providers to your local radio stations and their national networks, there are thousands, countless thousands, of other sports podcasts floating around available for you to listen to today, such as mine, of course. So why are there so many podcasts? Let's say that you're a fisherman and you want to hear someone talk about fishing conditions on the lakes and rivers in your local area. Now, years ago, there was a really good weekend early morning fishing show that you liked on your favorite local sports radio station. But at some point, that guy went off the air, and you really do miss his show. Unfortunately, there may not have been enough radio listeners to justify the cost of that show to continue airing it on your local radio station. Well, a podcast might be the answer. A podcast can be recorded by that same local fishing expert and then distributed to potential listeners like you via the internet. The podcast version of the show might help meet demand by many of the show's former radio station listening audience. The recording can be done at home with a relatively small investment in equipment and programming services. For example, my show you're listening to required a decent microphone for about $100, some free audio software, Audacity, there's your plug, and a third-party provider, such as Apple Podcast, there's your plug, to distribute the show into the vast world of the internet. In my case, I opted to create my own website along with most of my own work to post the stories and podcast to ensure that your old Swamp Swami would always be able to have at least one platform willing to carry my own thoughts. Now, it cost a little bit more than $100 a year, as I used a nationally known third party to secure both my domain name and publish it via WordPress, which is a really nifty product for converting your words and voice into a final product over the internet. Now, how is anyone going to find out about that new fishing podcast for that guy, though? In this case, the fishing expert might want to cozy up to one or more of his former radio advertisers to see if they would help promote the show for him. Maybe they post a sign at the local bait store, for example. Or even better yet, the bait store might even consider becoming a regular sponsor on the show to help defray the cost of producing it. Of course, word-of-mouth advertising can always help get the word out, too. If that fishing show host is popular in local circles, that word is going to get around amongst all his friends very quickly. Pretty soon, the show is starting to get a regular following, and the initial sponsor's business is now booming from the goodwill generated by his support of that brand new fishing podcast. Or so it grows. Or perhaps it doesn't. In cases like my SwampSwami.com blog here and podcast, the content originator, me, is operating under some strict cost guidelines. Translated, I'm incredibly cheap, and I do this primarily for personal gratification. Though I had worked in commercial radio and loved those experiences at various radio stations over the years, the ability to write and record my own thoughts and share them with you via the internet suits me just fine right now. According to the Federal Communications Commission, there are nearly 4,700 commercial AM radio stations and another 6,700 FM stations in operation today around the country. Now, if you think 11,400 commercial radio stations is a lot, the number of podcasts on the market today is going to make your head swim. According to one source, there are well over 550,000 podcasts just on the Apple Podcast platform alone. Woo! And just within the sports category today on Apple Podcasts, my show is listed on page number 26 for just the letter S alone. A recent survey showed that 75% of America at least knows what a podcast is. More impressively, though, 55% of the people in this country have listened to at least one podcast before. The largest listening group, of course, is the under 34 age bracket, as 48% of them have listened to at least one podcast this month, while 20% of us old folks, like me, will take in at least one podcast every month. Sorry, commercial radio station, but listenership for podcasts continues to grow annually. The biggest problem, though, for most podcasters, including me, is simply getting noticed. The universe of podcasts has become so large, it's increasingly difficult to become noticed at all among all of the shows out there. Some podcasters even spend additional capital dollars to advertise their podcast on things like Google searches or Facebook or an assortment of other media. Now, just like commercial radio, enjoyable content and listener engagement remains the best way to ensure your success. Millions of listeners find Rush Limbaugh on the AM radio stations around the country every weekday because so many people find his show's content to be very entertaining. In the world of podcasting, former comedian and MMA star Joe Rogan surprised many with the popularity of his Joe Rogan Experience podcast. His highly rated show, which features quite lengthy interviews with celebrities and a variety of people, has been around since 2004. Now, some companies have literally started with nothing at all and developed blog posts and podcasts hosted by an assortment of contributors. Former ESPN writer and commentator Bill Simmons founded The Ringer several years ago. It began as a sports and entertainment-themed website featuring daily commentaries and specialty podcasts. It quickly became very successful, though, and was just sold to Spotify last year for $190 million.
Excellent.
With this increasing success, a small number of people within the podcasting universe are now starting to cash in on the popularity of their shows. Even if you aren't initially seeking to find your own show sponsors, podcasters who regularly reach more than several thousand listeners every episode are suddenly being discovered themselves by national and regional advertisers now. The market is still in the growth phase. For most of us podcasters, though, this remains a chance to display your creative side to the world and be a small part of show business, too. Each person brings their own viewpoint of the world, and the market will ultimately be the arbiter as to whether or not your show is destined to become super popular or not. No matter how small the audience is for certain sports, you can probably find a few shows which will meet your interest. Even that guy who hosted that weekend fishing show may become a national podcasting giant someday. I'm Swamp Swami. Thanks for listening, and come back and see us.